Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God is a rich God. Beauty, riches, splendor is all expression of Him. I said it's all expression of Him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Bible tells you, and in fact, I want you to hold your place. You got two places held now, don't you? So when you get all your fingers in the Bible, boy, you say you're getting in the Word. You... Ephesians. I could quote it to you, but I want you to rest your eyes on it. Ephesians, the 5th chapter. How many glad that you don't serve a dull God?
Amen.
You serve wonderful God. Glorious God. What's His will for us? Drabness? Bleakness? Dullness? Poverty? Or brilliance?
Brilliance.
Blessing.
Blessing.
Glory.
Glory.
Riches.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Top quality stuff. Didn't He say, if you're willing and obedient, you'll what? You'll what? You'll eat the good. Another translation says, the fat. That means the best. The top. Right? Ephesians 5 and verse 1. Ephesians 5, 1 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Some of your modern translations say what?
Imitators.
Act like Him. Is that right? Act like Him. Does He believe in being broke? Does He believe in subsistence? Does He believe in taking a vow of poverty?
No.
I know there are people that do it. I know they claim they're serving God in doing it, but there is no scripture for it. It's not okay. Misrepresents the Lord. Did you hear me?
Right.
Now, it's an honorable thing to make sacrifices to serve the Lord. But this taking a vow of poverty stuff, Jesus didn't teach it. The disciples didn't teach it. It's like a lot of other stuff that men have made up. And it's works. And the problem is it misrepresents the Lord. He's a good God. I said He's a good God. And He wills, above all things, that you prosper and be healthy. How's it going to happen? And that's why we're having soul prospering meetings on Friday night. Right? So that our soul, our mind is renewed. We quit thinking broke. We quit thinking bleak and dull gray. Huh? And substandard. And we begin to think right. Now, go back to the scripture we started out with, if you would please. 1 Chronicles 22, are you there? Y'all still believe in God with me, right?
Yes.
What kind of place does God live in? Rich, rich, rich. Rich beyond anything we have ever. There is no palace anywhere on the earth that touches it. Right? What about the place He's preparing for you? A little log cabin in the corner of Glory Land. Absolutely not. Nope. I know a fella, you know, I've heard a number of stories that people tell about dying and going to heaven. Some of them, you know, you wonder about. They don't bear witness with you too much. You don't see it in the scripture. This one that I'm thinking of right now really bore witness with me. I could see scripture in it. This fellow fell off a balcony, hit his head on the sidewalk. When they got him, you know, when the ambulance came to get him, they said he's dead. They got him to the emergency room and everything. And they kept working on him, but they said he's gone. Eventually, they got him back. And when they did, he said he had been somewhere. He said he went to heaven and he saw the Lord and he was, you know, so thrilled with everything. And the Lord took him to show him what he called his abode. Now, that is the word in the Greek in John 14, where it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If you look up that word, it's the word for abode or abiding places. And he said he was just, what's the word? Almost overwhelmed. He said the Lord took him over this rise and he could see this whole valley and this whole mountain and hill behind it. And all of that was his place. He said, man, he had real estate. A lake. And a mountain. And everything he saw was just exactly like he liked. And he said, the Lord looked at him and knew what he's thinking and smiled and said, I custom build all my children's abodes to their liking. He said, I know what all my children like. I looked it up later. And that word for abode is akin to the word, the English word manor. That means landed estate. Now, people have an idea of white houses in a row on a street, but where'd you find that? I'll assure you this, it'll be exceeding abundantly. Amen. Above all you've asked or thought. Amen. And it won't be dumpy, and it won't be cheap. I said it won't be cheap. Amen. Ain't nothing cheap in heaven. No cheap stuff. Amen. Anywhere. No cheap stuff. What's God's will on the earth? Now, the reason why I laugh once in a while is because we're bumping up against so many centuries of tradition. I mean, you know, I just sense in my heart sometimes people begin to think about it, they begin to believe it, and then they come back to something else and go, yeah, but you know, that's not what we've always believed. Because after all, you just never know. But we've established that is not a scripture. Right? You just never know is not a verse. And in order for something to be scriptural, you got to have what for it? Scriptures. Verses. So we reject this you just never know doctrine. We don't receive it. The Bible said, don't be unwise. Don't be foolish. But understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's why He gave us a Bible. That's why He gave us the wonderful teacher of the Holy Spirit. So that we're not ignorant of His will, but we find out what His will is and we reach for it. And we pursue it. Amen. And even if we seem so far below what we're seeing in the Word, we don't water down the Word to match our pitiful experience. We say, Lord, bring me up. Bring me up till my life matches what You say. Can you say amen? You'll come across it all the time. That's one reason why you keep hearing me talk about read your Bible, read your Bible, read your chapter. Why? Because if you stay out of the Word, you get to thinking you know more than you do. You get to thinking you know more about the Bible than you actually do. You get to thinking that you got more of God's will manifested in your life than you actually do. But when you stay in the Word on a regular basis, you're all the time coming across things and you think, well, hold up now. I don't have that. Right? I'm not there. And when you do, you'll do one of two things. You'll either try to explain it away and try to water it down to match your present day experience, or you'll humble yourself and admit you're not there and ask God to bring you up. Right? People do it with healing. They do it with being filled with the Spirit and talking in tongues. They do it with prosperity. They do it with being led by the Spirit. They do it area after area. I'm so glad one day, years ago, I was thoroughly saved. But I'd never been filled with the Spirit and spoken in tongues and experienced what they talk about, you know, and what the people that I heard was talking about, and from Acts 2:4. But I didn't say, well, now that's all passed away and that's not for everybody. That's you watering down the Word to match your lack of experience. I humbled myself. I said, Lord, I don't have that. I see it. Bring me up to that. And it took him months to get me there. Because I thought wrong. I'd even talk like this. I'd say, well, if you ever see me talk in tongues, it won't be me. Well, who will it be? Well, what I meant was, it won't be me, it'll be God. It'll be the Holy Ghost. Well, then we want the Holy Ghost to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, no, I mean, you know, no, you're wrong. Just like I was, if you think that way. Because if we ever hear you speaking in tongues, it'll be you speaking in tongues. Amen. And every area, healing, prosperity, everything, stay in this book. And when you come across something in your life, you know, you say, well, boy, that was great for them, but what about me today? It wouldn't be in the Bible to just disappoint you. God wouldn't put a bunch of things in there. Miracles and amazing provision and healings and deliverances. And then say, you know, now that's just to make you wish you had lived in another time. It's all passed away. All that ceased when the last apostle died. Of course, nobody's found scripture for that yet either. That was just all in there to make you drool and go, whew, if I could only lived a few centuries ago. No, we got a better covenant established on better promises. No, we've got victory. It all belongs to us. Like the Apostle Paul said, all of these things are yours. All. It's all yours. It's all yours.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Glory of God's House, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R618. That's R618, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.